Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, bright and early on a Friday. It is 12:01 p.m. in Atlanta. Welcome to the show. 646-652-4479 is the number. Of course, you can follow the show on Instagram, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Be sure to follow my business page, IMTM Worldwide, on Instagram as well. Visit the website, www.imtmworldwide.com, and you can follow me on Twitter, IntellectATL. First off, again, this was a pop-up show. I didn't plan it. I actually was going to try to do something tonight, but I knew I couldn't do that for scheduling. So I decided to do a show. I want to talk Atlanta Hawks basketball. And if you did get a chance to look at the show information, you know I'm talking about the past couple of years going into this season. But let me go ahead and read off the episode info for y'all. It's a new day for the Atlanta Hawks. It's the title. Enough was enough. It had to be done. At one point or another, it had to be torn all the way down. A reboot was necessary. It started slowly. Junkyard Dog. Jeff Teague. Al Horford. Then all of a sudden, Superman was in the building. We had Dwight Howard. But then Kyle Korver was gone. Then the Anchorman. And then Superman. The draft gave us some young talent at what were now leadership positions. Free agency plugged in the rest of the hole. So where does this Hawks franchise stand right now? So tune in, listen in, call in as we talk about the upcoming season. Of course, you can, again, call into the show, 646-652-4479. And as it was the show, a chat room is not open. So let's get started. And really, first and foremost, I want to actually kind of pick the brain of everybody on the basis of the playoff, because I believe it was Jamal in New Pack City who kind of put it out there in regards to the benefits of making the playoffs or not. I don't think it's a matter of making the playoffs a benefit or a non-benefit. And here's the reason why I say that. We have to take into account, especially, now let me prelude this, especially with what Commissioner Silver just threw out there in regards to resting players and the lottery and things of that nature as far as losing on purpose, okay? A franchise can take people off of a roster to allow a team to not be able to play up to the highest capability ever, so to speak, okay? And you can put in players, I guess, that at the end of the day might have a tendency not to really put in the best effort in the world, I guess, right? Or they're just not skilled. But per se, no one loses on purpose, okay? So on that basis, you know, we tore everything down. We got rid of all of our mainstay players, things of that nature. But here's the deal. We still have a lot of pieces to a puzzle, right? And last year, we had pieces that could win, and it was proven because we beat the quality teams of the NBA. But for whatever reason, when we played the lower teams of the NBA, we got the brakes beat off of us, okay? We can throw that into, do the pieces fit? What about coaching? A lot of people kept saying, well, because Bud is doing dual roles, his full concentration wasn't on coaching. You know, where was development in certain cases, possibly, right? Because at the end of the day, if you're a coach, you're a coach. You're supposed to be coaching up, not coaching down or sideways, right? We've got plenty of examples. Look at the Miami Heat last year. They started off horrible, and then they were one of the best teams in the NBA the second half of last year with the same roster, okay? So I have to throw that out there a little bit, okay? So you have coaching, you got the pieces, you know, what else could be a factor in regards to a particular NBA season that would affect how a team is going to progress? And again, thanks for all who are listening in on the show, probably from work, most of you, and who will listen to the show after you get off of work today. 646-652-4479 is the number. So if you have these elements that are happening, and then you also have the fact that our team has made the playoffs for so many years in a row, okay, right? And for that, we've never had the opportunity to be in the top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 as far as draft picks go. And then now we've driven out all of our, you know, mainstay players, as I mentioned before, and we have all these young kids now with some free agent pieces that plug in some holes that are skill positions, right? Now, the reason I keep kind of harping on that a little bit is that over the years, you've seen a lot of changes in regards to just the format of putting the team together, this whole super team thing, right? But just because you create a super team, the super team is going to win, right? As LeBron James. Dwayne Wade coming into town, right? But will the dynamic work at the end of the day? That's a question to think about, okay? And think about all the teams from the 80s and the 90s, okay, where you had some people by themselves were, sometimes you could almost call them borderline bums, but with a few people around them, as far as the team goes, all of a sudden they matter. And for some reason, as I look and I keep looking, I keep considering, I'm not saying we're going to win 70 games or anything, but all this talk of we're going to be trash, I just don't think it's true. Pride goes into it a little bit. Oh, and the third thing I mentioned, you know, as I mentioned, coaching, and then as far as the players go, injuries also affect things, of course. Last year we had the trifecta where the pieces, for whatever reason, didn't fit, or coaching wasn't where it used to be. And then we also had injuries that mattered just enough to knock us down to barely 43 wins. And we had to squeeze to get those 43, if everybody remembers, right? So this year, what I'm looking at is coaching. Bud is coaching now, only coaching, right? Pieces. You have a lot of young pieces, but we do have a few veterans sprinkled in there at skill positions or positions where they're going to be doing basically one thing for sure, right? And then injuries. With the young part of it, I don't think we're going to have as many injuries this year. I just feel that, okay? You have a lot of people who were injured during the season who now are saying they're completely healthy. And hint at some of those people. I'm not talking particularly this show, okay? It's going to be a short show. But that's why I feel that at the end of the day, I think this team is going to do much better. Now, how much better? And is it, again, the question at the beginning of the show, is it beneficial for the team to either miss the playoffs or make the playoffs? Missing in this Eastern Conference, it's a wash as far as I'm concerned, because even if you miss the playoffs, still not going to be at a tier where we're going to be so low that we're going to get a top 10 pick or more that supposedly is going to help us. Again, getting a top pick is no guarantee. Ask Cleveland, Anthony Bennett, Kyrie Irving before Bron got there. Think about that, right? Flip side, no one knew at the end of the day Draymond Green would be such an integral part of two world championships. Right? 6 years into his career, no one knew that his first season. Heck, no one knew if Steph was going to make it through his ankle. Think about that. No one knew if Klay could ever become a two-way player. Think about that. You see what I'm saying? But they have a core group now. That is, and now we're adding, you know, KD. They're poised to win for however long they want to try to stay together, right? But it still started from being drafted and then keeping them through that process. Now we can say the same thing from years ago where the Hawks did basically have the worst team ever. And all of a sudden you had a Jay Smooth and you had a Jay Till and you had a Horford, right? And they did keep them for a period of time. But, however, guess what? On the development side, they were who they were at a certain point. Josh didn't want to do anything more than what he was doing. Al, with all of his talent, was never going to be more than 12 and, you know, not, he wasn't even a double-digit rebounder at the end of the day. You see what I'm saying? And of course, Jay Chill is just now coming back from the Big Three League, right? Let's not talk about that Marvin person, right? 646-652-4479 is the number if you get a chance to call in. Even though, don't get in trouble at work calling into the show. Please don't do that unless you really want to. So this version of the Hawks, I feel, is going to be different on so many different tangents. And if we were to make the playoffs, again, making the playoffs is never a bad. And losing 70 games is always a bad. And in our history, it's never been proven to do anything good. Organization's draft history. Okay? Now, think about this. Our draft history has improved. You know, the drafting of a Jeff Teague and a Horford over a period of time, right? That was a positive, you know, one going into the franchise. Schroeder, of course, has worked out, right? And then recently we have the, you know, Torian Prince of the world, right? DeAndre showing what he can do. And now we have John Collins now in the mix. We have Tyler Dorsey in the mix, right? Mike. So we have started to make it to where we can have some homegrown talent over a period of time mixed in with other people. Hey, we don't know if John Jenkins is going to make the team or not, but John Jenkins is back. You see what I'm saying? So what's going to happen with this current squad? Now, right now we're at 20, you know, training camp. The preseason has begun. We got to get down to 15 one way or the other. Okay, we know who we do have on the roster. Kent Bazemore, Bellinelli, Bembry, of course, Collins. I feel Quinn Cook will probably make the team. Deadman, Malcolm, of course, Tyler, Ersan, and who else? Mike and Plumlee have to be on the roster, I guess, whatever. And then Prince and then Dennis. So who are going to be the ones to fill in those last couple of spots? I think right now it's too early to throw it out there for me. I'm going to do another show and do a little bit more detail in regards to what I think as far as the roster goes. But as far as just the youth and then the veterans and skill set, I feel this team can compete in the East. Okay? I believe they, by far, can get, you know, 7th or 8th seed. But I feel that if for sure, Kent is actually healthy, and you can return to the Kent Bays more of 2 years ago, okay, and between Deadman and Mike putting in the great minutes at center with whatever Plumlee can actually give us, okay, this team is going to be quick on defense as far as rotations and everything, okay. Everybody will help out on rebounding. We do have some shooters, okay, especially with Tyler and Quinn Cook being in there. Both of them, you know, are in there and on the team. Bellinelli as well, facing the floor. That's what we used to do, right? Prince is gonna skyrocket after last year. He's gonna be that person where we're gonna be relying on him, and he's taking the challenge. He wants the ball. We need that. We've not had that in a long time. Who really wants the ball and actually can deliver on a regular basis? Not just every now and again, but on a regular basis. You see what I'm saying? I feel just on the competition side, we can compete with a lot of these teams in the league. And then as far as people say, well, what about the West? We're only playing the West twice a year. And anybody can beat anybody on any given day. I don't know who's going to play KD. Okay, I don't know who's going to play so-and-so. I know who's going to play Melo, you know, but I don't really care. At the end of the day, match up, play, and see who will miss the most shots. And I feel that in certain cases, it's not going to be us. You know, think about that. 646-652-4479. Let me check my time. Think about some of these teams that have been put together and history of the individual player and where you came from. Okay, see. You got triple double, right? TT13 and Melo. Just think about that for a second. Okay. You got him. Right? Of course, they also got Minnesota. As far as can they really scratch 50 wins over that team? Will they really be able to come together as structured and actually compete? That's a question mark.
To an extent, we'll have to see.
You still got Portland out there. You can contend. Right? Grizzlies are still out there. Hitting people. 646-652-4479. But as far as the East goes, it's wide open in the East. It really is. What Boston did, that's no excuse. You see what I'm saying? I don't trust Boston right now. You know? And as far as Cleveland goes, I mean, that's not really a good team to me. Just looking at it, I just don't think it's a good team. First of all, you got one person who's already hurt and another person who has a very, very, very high propensity of getting hurt during a regular season, although he proved last year he can get through a season. He actually played pretty good. Derrick Rose did, right? But are you going to really hold your breath? Are you going to make it through 75 games? And now you got Dwayne Wade there, who also has the propensity of missing 20-plus games a year. 20-plus games could go either way for a regular season at this point, right? There's a lot of influx in the East this year.
Right. So I think just straight up, I think the Hawks have, again,
the crunch doesn't matter. For someone to say that in 20 games, I just don't see it. Pride, I think lack of injuries and youth will prevent winning just 20 games. I just don't see it.
But you know, the new general manager said we're going to get hit on the shoes.
But there you go. You know what I'm saying? We're not the Nets. You know what I'm saying? We're not Philly. Literally. We're not that team. We kind of only get that team. But what we can look at is something different than what we've had in the past, and that being able to really grow some actual superstars, possibly. Collins could be that person. Through to this year, might be on the shadow of a doubt that he's that
person. Right?
It's been needed for a long time. Prince, this year, can be three strong players, strong people who would be looked at as, could be looked at as NBA superstars. You see what I'm saying?
at a certain point in time. We're talking about over the next 10 years or so. Who else we are able to bring in or whatnot? Again, at this point, we kind of have given up on the fact that we will never get a league MVP to Atlanta or a 10-time or a 5-time star that's young, okay, that is a double-digit guy or a nice guy or 10 assists, 5 still a nice guy. We're not going to be able to get some people to come here for whatever reason. Again, well, if you want to come to the Atlanta curse or whatever. However, at the same time, I think it's impossible to never to get somebody. New players, new team, new young guys. I see the Hawks on the Braves game. We got the Atlanta United people. People who keep avoiding Atlanta, they've been missing out, as far as I'm concerned, on all the opportunities that they've been having here, opening up businesses, restaurants, eateries, all kinds of things of that nature, clubs and whatnot, right? The movie industry and all these film projects and TV projects. Be a producer like LeBron James, right? They've been missing out. And maybe, see, let's see if I have time to pull up free agents of next year. I got 6 minutes. So I'm going to see. Free agents. Bear with me here. 2018 NBA. Let's just see who's out there for this class coming up. Oh, LeBron James. No, let me stop. All right, so... did KD already signed? No. LeBron James. Russell Westbrook hasn't signed his. DeMarcus Curry. What is that sound? Hold on. Hold on, guys. Turn that off. Commercial. Isaiah Thomas, who is hurt. Paul. DeAndre Jordan. Embiid. Embiid is a free agent. Wow. That's interesting. He hasn't been signed to an extension. What, don't you think he was really at this point? Unless he was really happy. Right? Andrew Wiggins is a free agent. Zach LaVine is a free agent this year. Capella is a free agent. Aaron Gordon is a free agent this next year. Ronnie Hood is a free agent. But it's about 25. Julius Randle is a free agent. Josh Richardson, Jeremy Lin, Danny Green, who's some other Marcus Smart, Wilson Chandler. That I didn't mention. I mean, that's a lot of people. You don't think one of those players just to get out of some of the places and not doing anything? Like, some of those players have never won 35 games in the season yet. Never been competitive. Never had a chance. Right? Don't you think one of them might want to come to the ATL with all these new kids? New arena? Practically
downtown Atlanta? Think about that.
Well, that's why I think it's not out of the realm of possibility to still snag somebody now more than ever. No matter what we do this season, and whether or not Jordan Matthews or Josh McGett or Connor Kavanaugh or who else, Luke Babbitt, makes the team or not, I feel that we have enough of a squad to be more than competitive, and it's close. And we don't have no injuries. I feel we can make the playoffs. We can make it out the first round of the playoffs with what we have on hand, just because of what we did. Don't go crazy on me out here, okay? So that being said, again, it's a new day for the Atlanta Hawks. I'm excited about this. And be able to throw out stats and all that kind of good stuff. But I just wanted to throw that out there because, again, I feel that the playoffs – that you're a winning squad no matter what situation. Think about all the different people we've had over the last 10 years and stuff, and we're still able to get into the playoffs and be somewhat. I mean, we have gotten out of the second final a few times now, and we've got to the finals at least once now. That's a good thing, right? That's progress compared to what we were doing. It's just a matter of the push has to happen now. It's a real push, and I feel that with the strongest to say, we want more. We're going to make this happen. We don't care about what happened in the past, because now I'm here.
Great.
Okay. So that being said, hopefully y'all enjoyed that little bit. Hopefully this will kind of make you think of show primarily. The next show I'll probably do. So I definitely will do a show on the Falcons as well coming up in the near future. So, again, World Live Radio, follow it. IMTM Worldwide, follow it. Be looking out for my talent. The old contract is going to be coming from London. March. Look out for them. Very excited about that. If you want to book talent, you want a casting director, is the email address. Until then, y'all take care. It's Chris, IMTM Worldwide Radio.